Random House Audio presents April in Paris by Michael Wollner, translated from the German by John Cullen, read for you by Paul Michael. Pont Royal, 1943. Chapter 1. I learned about the transfer before noon. The small stripes of light had reached the windowsill. My major came in and kept one hand on the doorknob while gesturing to me with the other to keep my seat. He wanted to know if the hogwash from Marseille was ready yet. I pointed to the half-written sheet still in the typewriter. I could go when I reached the end of the page, he said.
And the dispatch from Lagny-sur-Marne? I asked, surprised.
Someone else will have to do it. You're needed elsewhere.
I pressed my knees together under the table. In those days, many people were being sent to the front.
I'm being reassigned?
Rue des Saussures has lost a translator.
The major ran his hand down the left side of his uniform coat. German horseman's badge, war merit cross. He said he'd do all he could to get me back. I shouldn't worry, he said. My transfer would be only temporary.
What happened to the translator from Rue des Saussures?
He was run over and killed last night.
I flinched.
Partisans?
Of course not. The guy was drunk and he went staggering over a bridge. Because of the blackout, the patrol car saw him too late. Unfortunately, he didn't die right away.
Horrible.
Anyway, the request for an interpreter wound up on my desk. You seem to have a reputation in Rue des Saussures, the major said with a rare smile. They specifically asked for you.
My back stiffened. I glanced.